Not you. I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry. I was making fun of myself. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Property Committee meeting of the Orange County Water District. And I will call the meeting to order. May we please take the roll?
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Jung. Director Jung. Director Yeo. Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Mezqua. Director Tran. Director Wigand. Director Bilodeau.
Bilodeau is present from Santa Ana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none. So
thank you. We'll move on to our consent calendar. I'm mistaken. We'll move on to our visitor participation. Any members of the public that would like to speak to our committee? Seeing none, we'll move on now on to our consent.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Director Green. Is there a second? Thank you, Director Meeks. Please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung. Okay. Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
The motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. And we will go to our first informational item on the Corona Recreation Lease.
Chair Sheldon. I have a brief update on Corona Recreation renewal. So at the last meeting, staff provided an update on Corona Recreation's interest in renewing their lease, which is set to expire on September 30th of this year. But along with that was Corona Recreation's evaluation of potentially leasing the Anaheim Lake House. Anaheim Lake House is used as an alternate premises for Corona Recreation. So I have a couple of some new information from Doug Elliott, president of Corona Recreation. And that first is the use of the Anaheim Lake House, what they'd be using it for. So Mr. Elliott's intention is to use it for a caretaker residence for one of his lake managers. And so that would be the use. And the I believe it is currently zoned, that parcel, for caretaker residents. And so, but along with that, Mr. Elliott would like to do a full inspection of the house to determine if he wants to do a proposal, official proposal with the district. And he would like to get a contractor bid. So he is in the process of getting some contractor bids to determine how much it would cost to repair the house, and specifically the structural components inside. So it's costly. That may be a factor of him not actually proposing to lease the house. So that's where we stand today.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Great. Appreciate that. Hearing no questions, I don't see any hands. Director Green, not having any, we'll move on to our next item, please. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, the next item is just a status update on the district's Imperial Highway property. So at the last meeting, Dudek gave a presentation on where they were with the concept of access alternatives. And of course, going over the operational challenges that they came up with that were confronting them. So after the meeting, staff met with Dudek and Wood Rogers and discussed some other alternatives that may work under Caltrans policy. So we are expected to receive a scope of work. And I believe yesterday we received an outline of the scope of work. So staff has yet to review that thoroughly. So once we receive something formal from Dudek and with Rogers, we will return back to the committee likely next month. And that will conclude my update.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Daniel?
I have a question.
Yes, of course.
Sorry. Oh, what are the additional alternatives? And it seems like we've studied a lot of alternatives. So what are these new ideas?
Yeah, Dutek briefly went over that, Director Meeks, in the presentation. It was an idea of an underpass.
Okay, so it's nothing different than what Dutek
Yes. Yeah, they
from
just
second
haven't gone
class,
over thoroughly
but
enough.
they're just carrying that further to do some cost estimates and things like we had talked about. Is that right?
Yes, that is
I
correct.
it makes us thank you. I think we kind of maybe came up with some fancy schmancy approaches that you'll like.
We'll see.
We'll
All
see.
right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. So what's our next item is our quarterly reports.
Yes, this is for the fourth quarter ending December 31st, 2025. So there was a year-over-year decrease of $73,474, but not to be alarmed, that was due to the Anaheim Adventure Park having to close down for 2 months in their peak season. So it really impacted their admissions rent received, which we receive a dollar for every admission. So that was that. In addition to that, the Raw Hog Shooting Enterprises duck lease, they paid in two installments. One of those installments, the $45,000, was reported, I think, 2 weeks ago. So that's not going to show the 2024 report. So that was the reason for the decrease year over year. As far as renewals, none in the first quarter of 2026, second quarter. The usuals, Prado Basin Duck Club and Raw Hog Shooting Enterprises leases expire on June 30th. And in the last month, 2026, January, we have no new property license agreements. So that is right.
Are there going to be some changes with your hogs because of the difference in what we're doing at Prado?
Yes, for sure. We're actually going to be starting that this summer, where Mr. Rahag would do the work instead of our crews coming up from Anaheim to do the work. And then he'll give us a price and he'll ask for a rent credit. But it would definitely be worth it for us to keep our guys in Anaheim preparing for the winter. So that we're going to try that this year. We'll see how it works. Yeah.
And on the $79,000 unreceived potential income from the adventure park.
Yes.
So staff's working with the city just to button things up so that's all squared away for the next season.
Correct. So
Right.
staff has submitted a letter to city planning to understand where we stand or where the aqua park stands as far as the conditional use permit. And I just spoke with Mr. Wabazuski, president of the aqua park, and he's informed me, and this was yesterday, he's informed me that they are very close to figuring out where they stand with the planning department on the permit. And so he hopes to have a final inspection in the coming week. So I'm following up with both sides. So,
Great.
yeah.
He contacted me and I had spoken with Heather Allen, the planning director, who I knew when she was the director, assistant director in Fullerton for 20 years. So the things seem to be going along and getting a letter from them that is done that fits their needs and the operator's needs to be able to affirm their ability to operate. So
It does appear so.
great.
Yes.
Thank you for the staff letter. I guess I've been saying Rahag wrong for 20 years. It's Rahag. It's not Rahagi.
I what is
No, I'll have to ask
Rahagi.
someone. So, yeah. Maybe I just did that. Wouldn't be the first time. Okay, we'll put the consent item on the put our consent on the consent for the board, and then any director comments? No. Any general manager comments?
We did have a small amount of rain yesterday. We received 0.17 inches at our field gauge in Anaheim. So, anyway, that's my report.
Thank you. So, one quick item I neglected to mention that we have Jess here with us from Rattan & Tucker. Yes, thank you for being here.
Thank you for
And
having me.
we'll, I guess, see you perhaps a little more often.
Yes, you'll be seeing me pretty regularly and, Jeremy as well from time to time.
It's wonderful. Thank you. All right, we're adjourned.
Short.